I feel like shitting. I'm Kara.
I'm Miles, and you're listening to Thanks It's My Lolas. Today we're going to talk about shitting, and we're going to have a couple of guests. Actually, just a group of people. They're called the UP Theater Council. But before that, we're going to talk about shitting and Kara's problems about shitting anywhere.
It's not a matter of shitting anywhere. Like, I wouldn't shit right in front of my friends, if you call that shitting anywhere.
But figuratively you would, and you have, many, many times.
Well, maybe if there was like a divider between us.
But why is it, Kara, that it
Well, maybe...
You're not the only person, it's not unique though, you know? There are a lot of other people who have the same incapabilities, I guess.
Well, it would really be a gift if you could like shit anywhere and not feel dirty. Because it's a process, like you'd put alcohol or something.
Do you do that shit the entire time? All the time? If you shit in some foreign place?
In some foreign place, I usually put tissue on.
Okay, what's the entire process? You walk into the bathroom.
Of course, you walk into the bathroom.
You look around and see if it's clean.
You look around and see if there's people, because you know your shit really smells bad.
Also, you're also very considerate.
Yes,
I
am. Yes,
shitter.
I am.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I wouldn't shit in a really public place.
Okay.
Well, aside from the germs, you know, and all that. Like if you go to a pay lounge, you know that it's clean because you're paying 10 pesos. Everybody's paying 10 pesos.
Yeah, for those of you who do not know, in the Philippines, there are actually bathrooms that are attached to malls or actually are built into the malls. And they require, like management requires people to pay at least 10 pesos or 15 pesos so that they maintain the bathrooms in their, you know, clean condition.
Yes.
There are some malls, other place establishments in the Philippines still that do not require you to pay any
but
such amount.
Clean?
Some are clean.
Some
now, if
are
you go
clean.
To Shangri-La,
like yeah,
well, actually
if
Shangri-La.
To, no, if you go to hotels,
they still make you pay.
No,
Shangri-La still make you pay.
No, the Shangri-La,
mall?
A mall, yeah.
Yeah,
but
okay.
The hotels they don't make you pay. So
yeah.
You go there looking like a guest, and then you shit.
Yeah.
Because you know it's clean.
You can roll around,
you know,
on the floor.
Yeah. But you can't do that like...
And the floor is actually cleaner than your skin.
Yes, I know. And it's even whiter than the whole world.
So what is that? So you go in, you
go
scout
in,
and see if
scout,
it's a clean
if it's clean
restroom.
And if there's like lots of people, you know, and then... You do your stuff.
Yeah. So if there are a lot of people, Kara, you wait for them to leave. What do you pretend to do the entire time you wait for them to leave?
Well,
you primp your hair or what? Or
no, I just stay in the CR really long until they're all gone.
Or you think they're all gone.
Or you think they're all gone.
Yeah.
But usually, if there's people, I don't do the shitting part anymore because. Because, you know, I can control my sphincter pretty well. Unless it's LBM. When it's LBM, well, sorry.
If it's diarrhea, happens. You can't.
It weren't enough to make me vulnerable. You had to drag my heart across the ground so you could find a way to look infallible and take an excuse to hang around. It didn't matter what they would say. You just remembered you had to hurt me one more day. And I'm a train wreck, full speed ahead your existence, and the path of least resistance. Snap on your seatbelt, this carriage has gone wild. Just one last ball and I will run you to the ground.
Hi, we're the UP Theater Council.
I'm Rhea, I'm the Sentry of Stock.
I'm Hazel, the Council Mistress.
I'm Amanda, Master of Thespians.
I'm Olate Yanko, member.
I'm Francis, an applicant.
I'm Shirley, an applicant.
I'm Dickens, an applicant.
I'm Jedan, keeper of the books.
I'm Michael, council crier. Boxes in the mail. It didn't matter what they would say. You just remember you had to hurt me one more day, and I'm a train wreck. Full speed ahead to your existence. Path of least resistance. Step on your seat belt. This carriage has gone wild. Just one last fall, and I will run you to the ground.
So you want to get this started, Kara?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yes, my name is Miles Sanchez.
And I'm Kara Misena.
And you're listening to
The Jeep. Thanks,
it's my mama! So today we're at the Tambayan of
the UP Theater Council!
And why are we here? We're here because it's their 13th or 30th.
13. Grabe na yung 13. So what does that make us?
You. Old.
You.
Oh, I'm a student.
You are passing through.
So we're here today with the members of the UP Theater Council. They're very important to Thanks It's My Lolas, primarily because scientific approach.
Ergo,
hence, thus, thereby. Because our group, our little art circle thingy majiggy sprouted out of the UP Theater
sprouted
Council.
Sprouted out.
Like a bin.
Like a bin.
Or a monocot dicot.
Or more.
From the UP Theater Council. So when we either dropped out or graduated from college, we formed Thanks It's My Lolas.
Yeah.
Now, right now, we have here the officers of the UP Theater Council. Namely, introduce yourselves, you guys.
I'm Hazel. I'm the council mistress of the UP Theater Council.
I'm Rhea. I'm the sentry of stocks.
And
others are...
The others other members are
missing. We call them Mia. Yeah. Missing in action.
But introduce yourselves, though.
Yes.
I'm Dickens, and I'm an applicant.
I'm Trineth. I am a member.
Hi, I'm
Olay
Chan.
I can't hear you there, honey.
I'm Olay, member.
I'm Shirley, an applicant.
I'm Francis, an applicant.
She's just somebody.
Far away, yeah.
Far.
Okay.
Even lady.
Even lady in braces, yeah.
Yes.
See, you can be funny. You know, like Olay.
Olay is gay.
It'll all work.
Olay is gay, hence, while I'm gonna eat potato chips. If I can get it open.
So for you guys who are out there have email, you can email us at thanksitsmylolas@gmail.com. Thanks It's My Lolas, the way it's spelled without apostrophes and other articles. Uh-huh. And you can also check our website at www.myspace.com/thanksitsmylolas. Also, you can download us from iTunes on Mac, or you can also go to our podcast website called www.thanksitsmylolas.podomatic.com. So, Kara, let's go back to...
Nearly everybody is gay, even the women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Why?
There's no more men left. So all you men out there, there are about 28 girls here. All hot.
And goth.
And gothic.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, the UPTC seems to be really infamous about like sexual disturbances around the area of Cuyabong and the theater.
Yeah.
So, theater area. So, any like particular situations where, you know, people got caught or people did something, or you know, you caught somebody, or you know,
caught somebody what?
You know, like, yeah, you know.
Well, there are they allowed to say names? I don't think they are allowed.
You're not allowed to say names. No. Well, if the person is you, then you know, or the person is in front of you, then you're very welcome to say the person's name, but. If A, the person is your teacher, no. Or B, A, basically. So so it's up to you guys. Whatever you feel like.
What
saying.
If it's mostly A? All well, teachers.
That's really sad because if the teachers are getting all the action, poor students, diba? Shouldn't they get some action as well?
I think students are getting a lot of action.
You think?
I'm not getting any.
So, okay, so let's just get the ball rolling with regards to sex and theater. What is, I think there's a specific definite mating, you know, call for theater people. What is it, how does it start? Because I remember during my time, we'd sit out here at the Tambaya and then just call out random people who are really good looking by random names. And then if they turn around, then we think that's their name. Then we approach the person. So like this one right here. So
hey, can I have sex with you? Like that?
No, we go like, Robert! Jeremy!
Jobbert!
If he looks at us, that's probably his name. And then he comes out to us.
If his name is Jobbert, yeah. Oh, how sad.
Oh, yeah. And if his name is Jobbert, then we probably won't get laid that night. So, then he comes out close to us, and then we talk to the person, and then we bring him home.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's it?
But we're good looking, you know.
No, I think their generation is...
A little held back, yeah. Actually, you guys have more on-time graduations than our generation.
Than any generation I know.
Yeah, ever.
Ever. Okay,
thanks.
Yeah. With regards to sex.
Yes, with regards to sex.
Our generation, like, our officers are very conservative.
Wow.
With regards to sex. They're practically all virgins. Practically, okay? Not except, everyone.
Except...
except for a person I know.
Except Meliton. Everybody else.
Oh, sorry.
Meliton.
Meliton is definitely not. Definitely not a virgin. I've heard it already. The bookkeeper.
Keeps a list of all his mates.
He does?
I don't know. I think he does.
He does that. Jedan.
Jedan!
But I've heard quite a lot of stories, like in theater and in the bathroom.
You guys, you know what? You shouldn't be ashamed of yourselves. You shouldn't hear stories. You should make the stories, you know? So, you know, your younger generation will talk about you.
I don't know if that's good advice.
Mainit dito sa Dubai.
Dubai.
Location shoot. Init.
Woo! Woo! Eh, mainit dito sa Dubai, no?
Dubai. British ka din.
Correct. Hey, what do you think about sex?
Sex is
good. Bitter.
Nakakatawa yung wala akong experience sa sex. Tapos yung nakakatawa lalo yung si Olay nagsasabi.
About love.
No, I think they're much more into having sex with somebody they love.
Yeah.
More meaningful stuff.
Yeah, more on that kind of
piss on
shit. So wala pa rin akong experience sa mga ganito.
Because you're gay.
You are a gay. So back to serious stuff.
Serious.
Yeah, serious. Yeah. What are the biggest, or what is the most, like, I guess, the biggest hindrance of the UP Theater Council, or I guess your biggest problem right now?
Right now we don't have funds.
And
members.
The members, they don't show up.
Okay.
But right now, since we're all dressed up, they're here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So currently, how many members do you have?
24. Enrolled? 24.
Oh,
24.
Really?
And the people who show up are around like
10.
See, I think there's a trend between you guys and our generation. There's a trend for you guys to tend to study more and be more serious about your education.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's actually really good. But then that also decimates the population of the Tambayan.
Exactly.
So it used to be that we would come out here and hang out, and if we had spare time, we'd go to classes.
Yeah.
That's basically what our generation was. So you guys are totally reverse. That's good, because then you're able to finish on time, you're able to pursue your careers on time, and not grow old and bitter and jaded like Kara and I, right?
I'm not jaded.
Oh, sorry, bitter pala.
I'm better.
You are so smart, you.
I know.
You?
Tickle.
Tisk.
Tisk. Wasted youth.
Equals hard times.
Equals?
Avenue Q.
Gay. Okay. See, Kara is really articulate. It hurts.
Yeah.
She's so articulate, it hurts. Any other things you'd like to say to the listeners right now? We actually have a total of
one
listener. Actually, we launched a couple of days back, and if you guys have your own iPods, you can download us. We'll tell you guys later how to do that. Any, you know, invitations, any shout outs, friends from other countries who are more likely than not listening to this right now?
Join UPTC!
Okay.
Wow.
That's it?
Wow! Why should and marry join? Me right now because I'm lonely!
Why should they join UPTC?
Yeah, why should they join?
You grow a lot.
Because we need members. No, just kidding.
You learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you get a lot of connections.
Connections, yes.
Okay, so you join UPTC for connections and you grow a lot.
Yes.
Very good. Can't get that a lot from other orgs.
Yes, exactly. That's not very common. No, it's not very common.
It's not very common.
You grow and you learn a lot.
Yeah. You don't get to act.
That also happens in kindergarten, right? You grow and you learn a lot.
Yes. Yes. And you get connections.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So join the kindergarten
or UP Theater Council. Yes. Yeah, whatever is more affordable, whatever comes first.
Actually, they don't have. Do you have a fee? You don't have a fee, or you have?
We have fees, right?
What do you mean? Application.
Like dues.
Application, yeah.
It's really up to the badge if they come up with something. Like, we have to pay $10 per day or whatever for UPTC funds.
Mm-hmm.
But if they choose not to, then we don't have funds.
Okay, and then we just remain poor.
Yeah.
And then we just smoke our lungs out and die, right? Mm. You guys should stop smoking.
I don't smoke.
Okay, well, some of you guys should stop smoking.
I know.
Okay. You know?
Like, I'm trying.
So anyway, I'm gonna wrap this up. And
wrap it up.
I just did.
By rapping.
Yes.
Yes, AL, it's over.
It's over. You go to that again.
I just said you look good. I didn't finish. That's it.
Wrap it. Wrap it, Kara.
We're rapping!
And
rapping!
And finish! My name is Miles Sanchez.
And Karen Vecina.
And you're listening to
Thanks It's My Lolas!
Your heartbreak on the floor. What you gonna do now that they're gone? And it's an uphill climb from this day on. You look for explanations in my days. Go map the dreams tears have made on my face. You say you're sorry, well I just don't know. That word was dropped from my database a couple weeks ago and I'm a train wreck. Full speed ahead to your existence. Battle of least resistance, now on your